Good morning. It's April 24th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's latest halving event is creating waves, hinting at a future where its scarcity could drive up its value. This comes alongside the launch of an innovative protocol that's shaking up the market and the growing interest from heavyweight financial institutions. Let's dive into the details and what this means for the world of digital currency. Bitcoin's halving has historically been a catalyst for change, making the cryptocurrency more scarce and, by many accounts, more valuable in the long term. This scarcity is a fundamental aspect that could influence Bitcoin's value proposition moving forward. Adding to the complexity, the introduction of runes, a new protocol for creating meme coins directly on Bitcoin, has injected over $80 million in fees to miners. This development not only benefits miners but also raises the cost of transactions, marking a significant shift in the network's economics. The meme coin market is becoming increasingly competitive, with Ethereum and Solana vying for dominance. This niche, yet rapidly growing segment, highlights the diverse applications and interest within the crypto space. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley's move to file a prospectus for adding Bitcoin exposure in two of their funds, with a potential expansion to 14, underscores the growing acceptance and interest in cryptocurrency from institutional investors. Technical analysis paints a bullish picture for Bitcoin, with indicators like the RSY and SMMA signaling upward momentum. However, amidst this optimism, it's crucial for investors to remain aware of the inherent risks associated with investing in such volatile markets. The landscape is changing, and while opportunities abound, the market's unpredictability remains a constant factor. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency investment, two giants are making moves that signal a shift in the landscape. BlackRock and Grayscale Investments are stepping up their game, offering new opportunities for investors to gain exposure to Bitcoin and Ethereum in innovative ways. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, has been on a remarkable trajectory, amassing over $15.4 billion worth of Bitcoin. This significant accumulation challenges the dominance of GBTC, positioning iBit as a contender for the title of the market's largest Bitcoin fund. The surge in inflows into iBit underscores the growing appetite among investors for Bitcoin and the trust they place in BlackRock's offering. On another front, Grayscale Investments is not standing still. The company has filed with the SEC for permission to convert its Ethereum trust into a spot Ethereum exchange-traded fund, ETF. This move is not just about changing the structure. It's about broadening access and providing a regulated mainstream investment vehicle for Ethereum enthusiasts. Furthermore, Grayscale is planning to launch a Grayscale Ethereum Mini Trust. This new product aims to offer the same exposure to Ethereum but with lower fees, directly addressing the diverse needs and strategies of investors. These strategic moves by BlackRock and Grayscale highlight the evolving nature of cryptocurrency investments. The push towards cryptocurrency ETFs and the creation of more accessible, lower-fee investment products reflect a deep understanding of investor demand. It's clear that both companies are not just reacting to the market. They're actively shaping the future of cryptocurrency investment, offering more choices and potentially changing the way people invest in digital assets. In a move that's caught the eye of cryptocurrency enthusiasts and investors alike, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has once again delayed its decision on the approval of Ethereum ETFs proposed by Franklin Templeton and Grayscale, setting new deadlines for June 11th and June 23rd, respectively. This decision underscores the regulatory caution surrounding these new financial instruments, even as the crypto market remains bullish on Ethereum's prospects. The extension of the review period by the SEC has led analysts to downgrade the odds of approval for Ethereum ETFs to a mere 25% chance by May 2024. This adjustment reflects a growing skepticism within the regulatory body towards the approval of these ETFs, despite Ethereum's market price maintaining its bullish trend in the face of this uncertainty. On the global stage, Hong Kong is making strides in the cryptocurrency ETF arena, with plans to introduce trading of cryptocurrency exchange-traded funds, potentially as soon as the end of April. This move, which includes preparations by some of China's leading asset managers to launch spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs, contrasts with the cautious approach of the US SEC, which has historically been more receptive to Bitcoin ETFs than those for Ethereum. Hong Kong's approach to cryptocurrency ETFs, featuring an in-kind subscription and redemption mechanism, aims to attract crypto market participants by promising greater efficiency and arbitrage opportunities. While the US remains hesitant, the upcoming ETF launches in Hong Kong and the development of a virtual asset ETF infrastructure could herald a new era of increased market participation, improved liquidity, and reduced fees. However, it's crucial to remember the inherent volatility of cryptocurrencies and the investment risks they pose. In Switzerland, a groundbreaking initiative led by Yves Benheim and the group 2B4CH is pushing for a constitutional amendment that could redefine the nation's financial landscape. Their goal? To mandate the Swiss National Bank to include Bitcoin in its reserves, a move aimed at enhancing Switzerland's economic independence and neutrality. Yves Benheim and 2B4CH, with the backing of financial experts like Lucius Meisser, chairman of Bitcoin Suisse, are advocating for this significant shift. Their argument hinges on the idea that diversifying national reserves with Bitcoin could mitigate risks associated with traditional assets, thereby strengthening the country's financial autonomy. This proposal is not just about embracing digital currencies. It's about safeguarding Switzerland's future in an increasingly volatile global economy. The upcoming meeting on April 26th with the Swiss National Bank is more than just a calendar event. It's a potential turning point. This discussion could pave the way for Switzerland to take a bold step towards incorporating Bitcoin into its national reserves, a move that would reduce its reliance on traditional financial assets and, by extension, the influence of entities like the European Central Bank. This initiative is a reflection of the broader global shift towards the acceptance of cryptocurrencies in the financial and political arenas. It's a forward-thinking approach that could position Switzerland as a leader in financial innovation and independence. This move is also in line with a previous suggestion made in 2022 for the Swiss National Bank to pivot its investments from German government bonds to Bitcoin, further underlining the strategic shift towards digital assets in Switzerland's monetary policy. In a bold move that bridges the gap between politics and technology, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has proposed an innovative approach to government transparency and accountability. By putting the entire U.S. budget on a blockchain, Kennedy aims to revolutionize how government spending is tracked and reported. This proposal has sparked a wave of support within the cryptocurrency community, though it also raises questions about America's readiness for such a technological pivot and the specific blockchain technology that would be employed. Kennedy's stance on cryptocurrency is clear. He is a steadfast advocate for Bitcoin, vehemently opposing the idea of a U.S. central bank digital currency and vowing to block its establishment. His commitment to the crypto space goes further. If elected, he plans to back the U.S. dollar with Bitcoin, setting a precedent as the first presidential candidate to accept Bitcoin donations for his campaign. This proposal arrives at a time when the cryptocurrency market is experiencing significant growth and drawing increased interest from institutional investors. Kennedy's initiative underscores the escalating importance of blockchain technology in political dialogue, reflecting a broader shift in the financial and political landscapes as these technologies gain more influence. The intersection of politics, technology, and finance represented by Kennedy's proposal highlights the evolving role of cryptocurrencies in shaping future governance and economic policies. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.